Harper Audio presents The Joy of Work by Scott Adams, read by the author. Maybe you've heard of something called the open plan office design. It's getting a lot of attention lately. Under the open plan, employees have no offices or cubicles, just desks in a large open area. Storage areas are virtually eliminated. This is not a good trend. After your boss has taken away your door, your walls, and your storage areas, there aren't many options left for the next revolution in office design. One of the following things is likely to go next: the floor, the ceiling, or your happiness. I think the floor will stay, but only because your company would have to dig a huge hole all the way to the other side of the earth to get rid of it. As you can imagine, a huge hole through the earth would represent a serious threat to office productivity. Depending on your global location, the other side of the world might have hordes of refugees who would run through the hole, take one look at your office, scream in horror, and run back home. It's hard enough to concentrate while your coworkers are yammering, but if you add hordes of screaming refugees coming out of a hole, things would only get worse. And don't get me started about the problems with molten lava, or the fact that if you puncture the earth, all the gravity would escape. Your company won't remove your ceiling. You need the ceiling to keep the people who are on higher floors from falling on your head. The only exception is the people on the top floor of your building, i.e. the ones who ordered your cubicle to be taken away. They'll keep their ceilings too, because all of the discomforts that make regular employees more productive are exactly the kinds of things that make senior executives less productive. No one knows why. I think the next wave of office design will focus on eliminating the only remaining obstacle to office productivity, your happiness. Happiness isn't a physical thing, like walls and doors, but is closely related. Managers know that if they can eliminate all traces of happiness, the employees won't be so picky about their...